Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, January 2nd. You'll be interested to know, 187 years ago, today in 1839, Louis Daguerre, a French artist and chemist, who was one of photography's earliest pioneers, is thought to have taken the first photograph of the moon. Though unfortunately, it was destroyed when his studio burned down soon afterward. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 9 degrees, with 6-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:23, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:11. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny weather today, with a high near 28, and a light west wind at 6 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies, with a low around 18 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be at 9:30 with a low tide just before 4. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 39 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high near 30 and a west wind around 6 to 10 miles per hour, then a slight chance of snow after 3 a.m. with a low near 20. Sunday is partly sunny with a high near 29 and a slight chance of snow before 8 a.m., followed by a chilly Monday near 26 with mostly sunny skies and a chance of snow late Monday night into Tuesday. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, at Mad River Glen in Vermont, skiers experience the charm of the oldest continually operating single chairlift in the United States, built in 1948 and restored in 2007. This historic ski area features 60 trails and offers a unique non-commercial atmosphere as the first and only cooperatively owned ski resort in America. With a vertical drop of 2,037 feet and a focus on preserving its natural state, Mad River Glen has thrived as a cooperative for 30 years. While the mountain bans snowboarding for safety reasons, it continues to attract skiers who cherish its distinctive vibe and meditative atmosphere. Now on to sports. Lucas Carneiro kicked a 47-yard field goal in the closing seconds, and the Ole Miss Rebels defeated the Georgia Bulldogs 39-34 in the Sugar Bowl on Thursday night, securing a berth in the college football playoff semifinals. Ole Miss will play the 12-2 Miami Hurricanes in a college football playoff semifinal at the Fiesta Bowl on January 8th. Miami secured its final 4 berth with a win over the number 2 seed Buckeyes in the Cotton Bowl on New Year's Eve. Hurricanes coach Mario Cristobal stated, "Y'all saw the 5% chance we had to make the college football playoff. Players saw it." The Rebels improved to 13-1, avenging a prior loss to the Bulldogs. In local sports, the Patriots will host the Dolphins in their regular season finale on Sunday. After clinching a playoff spot and the AFC East Championship, they are now vying for the number 1 seed. To achieve this, the Patriots must win and hope for a loss or tie from the Denver Broncos. For home field advantage in the playoffs, a victory is essential alongside a Broncos loss. Kickoff is at 4:25 on Fox. In top news, New laws in 2026 will impact Social Security, food delivery tips, and tax deductions, reflecting significant changes from President Trump's administration. These changes will affect the financial lives of Americans as new legislation aims to advance or restrict policies. The Big Beautiful Bill, signed on July 4th, will raise the standard tax deduction to $32,200 for married couples and $16,100 for single taxpayers. Additionally, Social Security payments will increase by 2.8%. In Virginia, a new law limits social media use for minors, while California will ensure tips do not offset delivery pay. In business news, California has extended the deadline for 17,000 migrant truck drivers to reapply for commercial licenses until March 6 instead of January 5th. U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy threatened to cut $160 million in funding over the licensing delay, escalating the state-federal conflict. The Department of Motor Vehicles announced that the licenses of these drivers, which had been revoked because the expiration dates extended past visa expiration dates, can now remain valid for 60 more days. DMV Director Steve Gordon emphasized that commercial drivers are an important part of our economy. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is unchanged for the week at just under $89,000. Ethereum is unchanged at $3,000. And XRP is down 0.5% to $1.88. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Researchers are hunting America for hidden data centers. A team from the nonprofit research group Epoch AI is using open source intelligence to map the growth of data centers across the United States. They analyze satellite imagery and legal documents to create an interactive map detailing costs, power output, and ownership. Epoch AI's findings reveal that the data center industry is controversial and expanding, driven by significant investments in artificial intelligence. Their maps provide valuable insights, despite challenges in accessing complete information about smaller data centers. The goal is to illuminate this burgeoning sector, even if some details remain hidden. And in entertainment news, MTV did not die on New Year's Eve, despite social media posts, but the music left a long time ago. You may have seen news claiming that MTV officially shut down, ending with Video Killed the Radio Star by the Buggles. However, MTV is still operating, even if it is currently airing repeats of The Big Bang Theory. On New Year's Eve, several MTV-branded music channels in the United Kingdom were shut down, but the flagship MTV UK channel continues to broadcast. In the United States, existing MTV channels will continue without change, including MTV and MTV2. While MTV has not been music television for a long time, it still operates some digital music channels. Well, all righty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and philosopher, Albert Hubbard. And he said, "The greatest mistake you can make in life is to be continually fearing you will make one." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.